I'm John Moenkel inside the Forgy Electric Sports Studio. On today's schedule in softball, 1A Region 1 Final, number 2 and 1A Clarksville will host Highland on 99 The Wave. 1A Region 5 Final, number 11 and 1A North Butler will be at number 5 and 1A Newman Catholic on KLMJ. DNHAP softball season came to an end Saturday night with a 7-0 loss at number 4 and 3A Mount Vernon in a 3A Region 4 semifinal as aired on 99 The Wave. The game was scoreless through the first three innings before Mount Vernon broke through in the bottom of the fourth. Courtney Thurn scored on a DNHAP throwing error to give the Mustangs a 1-0 lead. Mount Vernon put the game away with a 6-run fifth inning. Hayden Gukin, Brindley Betcher, Kinley Nissen, and Riley Rasmussen each drove in runs during the frame. DNHAP was held to just two hits. Mount Vernon pitcher Hayden Gukin tossed a complete game shutout, allowing two hits while striking out 10. Faith Gray pitched six innings for DNHAP, striking out five batters while allowing nine hits. Head coach Tiana Buttress.
I really don't think that score reflects the type of game that was played tonight. 7-0 doesn't reflect how competitive that was all the way through, because, I mean, that inning that they had, it was, you know, kind of little squib hits that just happened to fall in places our defense wasn't. So, you know, and sometimes that's just the way softball goes. You know, sometimes things fall, sometimes things don't. And for us to only see two hits up on the board, but we barreled a bunch of balls, it was just either they made great defensive plays or we hit it right at them. So it's like, honestly, I feel like that score and just, you know, the way that game felt versus that score, it didn't reflect it at all.
The season has ended at 16-9. North Butler's baseball season came to an end Saturday with a 2-0 loss at number 3 and 1A St. Ansgar in the 1A District 5 final on 104.9 KLMJ. The game was scoreless until the bottom of the fourth inning when Landon Junger singled to score Connor Mullenbach. The Saints added another run in the sixth on an RBI double by Grayson Falk. The Bearcats outhit the Saints 6-5 but left seven runners on base. St. Ansgar pitchers Mason Bellin and Connor Mullenbach combined to strike out seven Bearcats. In his final game as a Bearcat, senior Brody Wangsness held the Saints to two runs over six innings while recording seven strikeouts. He finished the season with 157 strikeouts. Head coach Shay Storr says the Bearcats executed in all phases, but couldn't capitalize on their opportunities.
I feel like we probably played our most complete game of the season tonight, which is always what you want, is playing your best baseball at the end of the season. Brody pitched phenomenally, had great defense behind him. We put runners on and we had him in scoring position and we threatened. We just weren't ever able to actually break that open for the first, I don't know, four innings of that, even five or six innings. I felt like we were the better team. We just didn't get runners across the plate.
Storr says the team showed significant growth, particularly at the plate.
At the start of every season, you don't really know what you're going to get at the plate, because for a good amount of your team, and especially our case, these are some first varsity at-bats for some of them, so it just takes time to kind of adjust to the velocity and just that level of baseball and trying to hit the ball, which is the hardest thing in sports. And over the course of the year, I felt like we hit the ball more consistently up and down the lineup.
Their season has ended at 14-8. The Hampton-DuMont-Cal baseball team was outmatched in Friday's 3A Substate 2 first-round game, falling 17-0 in four innings at number 5 and 3A North Polk, as aired on 104.9 KLMJ. The Comets were crisp in all areas and could not be slowed down. They scored six runs in the first inning, four in the second, and seven in the third to build an insurmountable lead. Racking up 12 hits, they had a solo home run, three triples, and a double with an elite offensive unit. Pitcher Grady Sprouse limited the Bulldogs to just two hits. Three Bulldog errors helped North Polk's cause. Head coach Matt Lokenvitz.
It really didn't matter what we threw. They're well-disciplined and a good inning team. They threw the fastball in the zone and they were ready to hit it. They threw a curveball around the zone and they were just taking that pitch. And then a curveball or you know, slider or whatever that went in the zone. They're flicking their hands at it and just poking it out of the outfield. So they're well-coached. They did not pull the ball on the ground very often, which is what you need to do. If you're going to pull the ball, you got to elevate it. They know, and they were hitting it really hard on the ground the other way, which is exactly what you teach. They're just, like I said, they're very well coached. Wyatt Zosky does a great job as a coach here with their program, and they're gonna be tough. If they don't make it to state, I'd be surprised.
Is Wickwire had a double, and Jacob Rodriguez had a single for the only two hits. William Vosburgh had one strikeout and six walks on the mound. Hampton-DuMont-Cal's season has ended at 6-23. Iowa Falls Alden's baseball season ended Friday with a 6-0 loss at Independence in a 3A Substate first-round game as aired on 99 The Wave. The game began as a pitcher's duel with Hayden Reed taking the mound for the Cadets. He struck out the first three batters and allowed a single in the second inning before retiring the side. Independence pitcher Bryce Christian didn't allow a hit until the top of the fourth. The game remained scoreless through four and a half innings before the Mustangs scored twice in the bottom of the fifth. Christian retired the next nine batters, while the Independence offense added four runs to secure the win. Reed pitched 5 1/3 innings, faced 22 batters, and recorded 7 strikeouts. Christian pitched a complete game, facing all 21 batters and striking out 7. Reflecting on the season, head coach Wyatt Zeisman says early season injuries allowed several younger players to gain valuable varsity experience.
Before the season started, we had a hernia and a kid's first at bat that was a returning starter. We had a broken tibia fibia before our first game on one of our top pitchers. And then, you know, Rain Petrie hurt his arm early in the year. Our best returning pitcher, he couldn't pitch the rest of the season. We've had a handful of injuries that really came from key players. And so at that point, we bring in a bunch of freshmen. There's some conference games we had 5 freshmen starting who'd never played more than a few innings on JV last year as 8th graders. So we put them drink from a fire hose, you know, right off the bat. And they came out, and the growth that those young guys showed, looking at it next year, it's going to be a really tough team, I feel.
Finished the season 8-19. The number 2 and 1A Clarksville softball team will host Highland in the 1A Region 1 final tonight, which will air on 99 The Wave. The defending 1A champions will look to advance to the state tournament, needing one more win. They bounced back from an upset bid against Montezuma in the quarterfinal with a 9-0 5-inning win over Lone Tree in the semifinal. It's the 10th straight season the program has appeared in a regional final, and a win would clinch the program's 8th all-time state tournament appearance. Highland will look to advance to the state tournament for the 2nd straight season, having qualified as the 8th seed last year. They won 4 straight, including a 14-6 5-inning win over Don Bosco and a 10-1 5-inning win over Belle Plaine in their first 2 playoff games. The 2 seed in the bracket, they'll be on the road for the first time in postseason play. It's an underclassman-heavy roster, with only 1 junior and 1 senior making regular starts. Pregame coverage will start at 6:45 p.m., followed by the first pitch at 7 o'clock. One more win stands between number 11 and 1A North Butler and a trip to the state softball tournament when they face number 5 and 1A Newman Catholic tonight in the 1A Region 5 final on 104.9 KLMJ. It'll be the 3rd meeting between the teams this season, with the Knights having won the previous 2. The Bearcats defeated Riceville and a 10-inning win over Turkey Valley last week. Camier Grone has led the Bearcats in the pitcher's circle, pitching all 17 innings while allowing 3 runs, one of which was unearned. She has faced 62 batters and struck out 24. As Grone continues to pile up strikeouts, she says her approach against batters is simple.
Work ahead and try not to get as many walks, and then just feed my defense.
Coach Austin Guerrero says the Bearcats' approach remains the same no matter who the opponent is.
For us, it's always kind of take care of what we can and get better in the areas we need to. We've talked in the past about fine-tuning, you know, those small details and situationally hitting the ball a little better, working on that small ball we talked about, and just being the best version of ourselves we can be.
Sammy Kruckenberg leads the Knights offensively with a .427 batting average and 29 RBIs. She also leads in the pitcher's circle with a 1.25 ERA and 307 strikeouts. The first pitch will be at 7 o'clock p.m. with pregame coverage at 6:45. This has been Radio On The Go Sports. I'm John Moenkel.